What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, October 1st is right around the corner. What does that mean? Yo, rent's due, motherfucker! That's right. Eviction season is here. Now, let me say this right out the gate. I feel absolutely zero sympathy for any woman that ends up getting evicted. I feel zero sympathy for homeless women. Why? Because every time I see a homeless woman, I ask the same question. How insufferable, how intolerable of a woman did she become to where society itself refuses to help her? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, when it comes to evictions, we all know who the main culprit is. So I'm going to be doing a doubleheader with this one. Now, the first article was published and updated on the 4th of September. Argument over eviction leads to woman being shot and deleted at Northwest Atlanta home. Gentlemen, do not be surprised if I start covering more FAFO files when it comes to women and eviction and how those evictions turn deadly, or at minimum, become assaults. A woman was shot and offlined Saturday afternoon after an argument over an eviction escalated to gunfire at a Northwest Atlanta home, police said. The shooting happened at 941 Margaret Place in the Grove Park neighborhood, not far from Westside Reservoir Park, just after noon. Atlanta police said the woman was involved in an argument with someone who they believe knew regarding an eviction. The person then shot the woman. She was rushed to the hospital where medical staff tried to perform life-saving efforts before she expired. On Sunday night, Atlanta police said they arrested 75-year-old Winston Muhammad on charges of termination, aggravated assault, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. He was booked into the Fulton County Jail. That person has now been identified by police termination detectives as a person of interest in the shooting. Atlanta police are continuing to investigate what led up to the shooting. I can tell you what led up to the shooting. More than likely, and you can see far too many videos of this, whoever that woman was, she was argumentative, she was combative, she was saying, oh, I'm not gonna leave, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, like I said, there are far too many videos on the internet of women, particularly black women, acting a plumb damn fool when it comes to rent, being behind on rent, not keeping the property up, all of it. And then when it's time for them to be put out on their ass, guess what? They want to act like they're the victims. Oh, hell no. No. So, I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 10. Now, for the second article that was published on the 14th of August. The disproportionate burden of eviction on black women. Once again, I have absolutely zero sympathy for women who get evicted. Now, this is a long article, so I'm going to read just a little bit of it. Now, I'm going to skip down to where they actually talk about it. 1 in 5 renters behind on rent and likely to face eviction in the United States are Black women. Once again, zero sympathy. This is a hell of their own creation. Why? Because of their sheer arrogance, their stubbornness, and the fact people keep lying to them just so they will continue to be the biggest consumers in the United States. A study in 2014 found that in Milwaukee, more than 1 in 5 Black female renters were evicted as adults, triple the rate for white women. This means that while Black women in Milwaukee account for 9.6% of the city's renter population, they comprise 30% of evictions. Once again, I have no sympathy. All of the problems in the American Black community could be fixed, but guess what? It's too damn far gone. A recent study by the American Civil Liberties Union found that in at least 17 states, Black female renters were filed against for evictions at double the rate of white renters or higher. Once again, the question is why? We know why. Duh. The American Civil Liberties Union's analysis of 2012 through 2016 eviction data from Massachusetts indicate that Black women face the greatest risk of being evicted or having an eviction filed against them. Now, that's all I'm going to read for that particular article. However, we know why. Once again, their arrogance, their stubbornness, and the fact that they still want to run around in 2023 and proclaim that they're strong and independent and don't need no man. But let them tell you, they're running circles around Black men. Oh, okay. Yeah, they're running circles, all right. They're running circles in those streets. Because guess what? They're being returned to the streets. Oh, I said this in a previous video that I did called Their Services Are No Longer Required. That's right. American Black women, by and large, are being cut off from the system. Mm-hmm. All those social programs aimed specifically at Black women, that way they can keep fucking up the Black community, those programs are going away. Yeah. Section 8, a lot of landlords are no longer accepting it. SNAP being cut. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Black women are being cut off. And guess what? They have no recourse. They have no fallbacks. Now, what I'm about to say, as fucked up as it is true. Every other group of women, white women, Latinas, Asians, in America, they understand if all else fails, I like Black men. It sucks that American Black men are the garbage men of the American dating market. It sucks, but hey, I have to call a spade a spade. However, the American Black woman, she's already at the bottom of the dating totem pole. There is no one coming to save them. And now, they guess what? they're being cut off from the system. And if you don't believe me, look at the numbers of immigrants. Look at the numbers of illegals that are flooding into the country. Yeah, the American black community has served its purpose. And now, like an old horse being put out to pasture. And now you're seeing it. I was looking at Eviction Lab, the website Eviction Labs. Holy bejesus. Yeah. The streets are about to be flooded. I know. I ain't shit. But guess what? These people, they made their bed. Let them lie in it. As long as people are willing to tickle their ears and tell them what they want to hear to make them feel good and continue to consume, guess what? It's par for the course. Hell, what did Tyler Perry say before he said what he said? Well, you know, in general, black women are making more money than black men. That is a stone cold, bald face fucking lie. Look at blackdemographics.com. No. Even though there are more black women than there are black men are still kicking ass, especially in blue collar trades. Yeah, a lot of blue collar tradesmen are making a hell of a lot more money than black women. But guess what? They still don't want to accept that statistic. No, it doesn't make them feel good. But hey, like petulant children, people continue to coddle the American black woman in public. However, behind the scenes, you're starting to see a hell of a lot more black women get their final cut from the system. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But guess what? There will be no rebuilding of the American black community. It just won't be. So, hey, it is what it is. They're being cut off. They have no backup plans. And guess what? More and more young black men, they're seeing this. They're like, oh, no. No. So, yeah. The black men who do have their shit together, guess what? They're getting the fuck out of Dodge. And I don't blame them. I don't. So yeah, you're about to see an exodus of more black men from the American black community. And guess what? Black women, you did it to yourselves. At this point, I simply ask every time I see a panel of black men and black women talking, why waste time? They're not going to change. Therefore, black men, you got your shit together, leave. It's just like another video that I did where I talked about how blue collar black men should simply leave. Your skills are not wanted in this community. Therefore, go elsewhere. Hold your head high. Walk the fuck away. Let them suffer. No one's coming to save them. That's it. The only group of men that really want to be with them, guess what? They continue to kick dirt on them. So why bother? Hey, reality is a cold, cold place. And let me reiterate, American black women, winter is here in more ways than one. So yeah, you're getting sent back to them cold, cold streets. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both articles. Let me know what you guys think. And if you have any articles of evictions that turn violent, send them to me. Because trust and believe, I'm going to be on the lookout for them as well. It is what it is. And to the American Black woman who still believes that the system is going to be there to, quote unquote, be your husband and your protector, you're being shown this reality, and it's going to be harsh. The power you thought you had backing you up with the Zaddy system, that is going out. Feminism, which you fell for hook, line, and sinker, is going out right along with it. Because truth be told, feminism was never the American Black woman's problem. But guess what? They needed you to bolster their numbers. And you were so gullible that you fell for it. So now, guess what? Even feminism is kicking you out. They're giving you the boot. So yeah. You're on your own. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.